You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, 97.1. Good to have you with us. We are in a confused state right now. Not quite certain I am with the people on something, Rico, as we begin a Monday night, is that my focus is for today. My focus is on Monday Night Football. My focus is on a must-win game for your Detroit Lions. Yes, the Tigers are in, but we did Euphoria Radio last week. And there is, in my mind, nothing to talk about today because we got to just go play the damn game. I'm not going to sit here and do a WPRE radio with it. I mean, here's my question, I guess. Look, I heard the morning show and middays, and I would love to hear from the people on this. But the Detroit Football Lions are the story in this town. They are a presumed Super Bowl team. We have Monday Night Football here. Mm-hmm. You have the Minnesota Vikings at 4-0. You have the Seattle Seahawks, whom you play tonight at 3-0. A loss to the Seahawks tonight would put you three back of them. Tiebreaker. I view that as like the thing I wanted to take the air and talk about. Because here's what I'm not interested in doing is that we did it all last week of, yeah. Golly gee, isn't it great with the Tigers that it's like, yeah. And we've been saying it for weeks. But yet, I feel like people still want to talk Tigers. So I'm open to both.
But see, I think what has happened, Mike, is when it comes to the Lions, the expectations is now, I wonder if it's wake me when the playoffs get here. We are a lock for the playoffs.
Excuse me?
I mean, how many people have said, hey, they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're winning the Super Bowl. It's just week four, Monday night. Tigers.
And you are one, you're a couple of plays away tonight from being 2-2 and way off the pace for home field advantage.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Twins, let's say you split with them, that means you are, you guessed it, two games out, six games through. Look, I am fine if people want to rap about it, but there's nothing really to say today. Tomorrow's the day. I mean, the Tigers are going to Houston. Mm-hmm. Can they beat them? Yeah. But, like, what are we going to – you want to break down a Framber Valdez, Tarek Skubal game? I'm not doing it. No, I'm serious. Is that it's like, look, man, the Tigers are a movie. The Tigers are – it's a fantasy. So you just roll with it. And, like, I'll watch the game tomorrow and be ready to rock. They can do this.
Yeah.
And by the way, Skubal an underdog tomorrow, which is fascinating. You don't see that very often, if at all.
You don't, but I think it's just the pressure of – the playoffs and not knowing, you know, will that be sustainable, what the Tigers did to end the season? You saw you lost the series against the White Sox. I granted, it didn't matter, but still, you did.
Yeah, they spaced out the last 2 days, but we, you and I said it. I wasn't trying to manipulate matchups. I just played the damn games. Try to win them, whether you played Baltimore or Houston. I told you, I considered both teams the same. And I'm just not into forecasting, well, when we win the first round. No, this is tomorrow, you know, day by day. Mm-hmm. But I would love to know from people, if you're out there, where the hell's your focus? Because I just, maybe I'm old school about it. I'm not passing up today thinking about tomorrow. And my football team, if I'm a Lions fan, we are on national TV tonight, mm-hmm. wearing those hideous helmets. I know I'm in the minority on that. I don't like these helmets. In a huge game. This is an NFC tilt. You don't have to respect Seattle. There's a lot of people who don't respect you. There's a lot of people who look at how you've played. You should have lost that opener. You should be a 1-2 football team. Look, I'm telling you what the discourse is in other places. You have injuries. They have injuries. Uh-huh. And again, what I don't do, you know, Doug was out here doing Dolly Parton radio all chesty about stuff. Here's reality. It's the National Football League. How'd it go for the Jets yesterday? Favored by a zillion. Oh, wait, they lost. How about the Steelers' impenetrable defense? Joe Flacco just busted their ass. You know, again, you just look around. I mean, it's the NFL. Yeah. These games are hard. They are one-possession games. Look, I hope you blow the doors off. I wouldn't mind not having to watch the fourth quarter, but I sure would love to hear where your focus is at as fans. If you're telling me, Mike, Tigers are a playoff game, the Lions are a regular season game, I think that's a little short-sighted.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It is the NFL. I mean, when you look at, my goodness, Bo Nix went out there and didn't throw for 100 yards and beat the Jets.
How'd it go for Buffalo last night?
Wow. First play of the game, Derrick Henry.
Oh, how'd it go for the Eagles yesterday? Shouldn't they have torn apart an injured Bucs team?
Yeah.
I can keep going. I can do this all day.
Well, here's the
point I'm making is I'm nervous about tonight. I'm not nervous with the Tigers.
No,
because
Mike,
I should be nervous about the Tigers?
No. You should be nervous about tonight because for the last last two years, I heard, oh, well, it's just Seattle and they're here. We're going to beat them. And you didn't. Okay, well, last year, oh, well, you know we're going to get our revenge. And you didn't. Now, I didn't really think about the point. You got to keep up with the Vikings because they're undefeated. But, yeah, this game with Seattle, what you don't want is Seattle to have the advantage for you.
Plus tiebreaker.
Because you want to play games at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, and guys, if you think that's too aggressive, if you think we're future casting and it's too early, that's fine. At the end of tonight, you're at the quarter pole. I don't think it's too early. And you're missing Frank Ragnow tonight, who's the best center in football. You're missing Brian Branch. Why do I think that's valuable? Because he's a nuclear warhead. He's a guy in the secondary that goes sideline to sideline. I think he takes away a lot of the stuff in the flats, takes away a lot of the screen game stuff. Without his presence there, I do think that's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to know. Look, I'm not nervous with the Tigers because, again, it feels like house money. I said that to you 3-4 weeks ago, is that if they didn't make it, I wouldn't be upset based on they played really well and got focused and got something to build on. Getting in was always going to be a byproduct of the teams ahead of you careening off a cliff. Now, you're in. I don't have any pressure with the Tigers. I think the Tigers are dangerous because they're unburdened, Rico.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions have the weight of the world. And in order for them to deliver on the promise of being a Super Bowl team, look, I'll just say it straight away. If you're in Green Bay in the NFC title game, you're not winning it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you got to go to San Francisco or you got to go to Philly.
Or you got to go to Seattle.
You don't want Jared Goff in the cold in a playoff game. So the whole point is we started the season. We need to play here at Ford Field and give some of the best fans in the NFL three home games, or two if we do this right, two, and be here. Mm-hmm. So I put a ton of value on tonight's game. But I'm nervous about tonight, not nervous about the Tigers. And I do have a quiet confidence with them in the wild card round. You and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Three-game set?
That's
their kind of series.
It is. All you got to do is go out there, win game one with Scuba on the mound. Tigers are really house money because there was no expectation for this team to win. You just hope, worst case, they don't go out and embarrass themselves. But even if they do, you shrug your shoulders and say, hey, it was a hell of a ride.
There's nothing they could do that would make me upset, sad, disappointed, or anything. Honestly, it's a standing ovation for what they were able to pull off, which is a once-in-a-lifetime signed 1973 Mets comeback. And they did it.
But, yeah, if you're a Lions fan, you need this game like oxygen because you're in a race. You're not just in a race with Minnesota. You're in a race with a lot of other teams. You said it, Mike. You don't want to have to go to Seattle and play a playoff game. You don't want to have to go to Philly. You don't want to go back to San Francisco. You want to go to Green Bay.
Bro, you didn't plan on being 2-2, did you?
No.
Just like you didn't plan on the Vikings being 4-0 and looking very legitimate, because the Vikings have done something that you really haven't done. They've gone on the road and won multiple games over quality opponents. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, it doesn't matter what we thought, past tense, of Sam Darnold. It's what we're watching right now, mm-hmm. including a top-five defense. Mm-hmm. Look, man. If you disagree, it's cool. We can rap about it. But what I'm not going to do is sit here doing lefty-righty splits a day before a wild card game.
Yeah, and no T.J. Hockenson, by the way. And they're still winning. They don't have all their pieces.
True.
They're still finding ways to win. And you can't say – at least with Seattle, you could say they play three bad quarterbacks. Maybe that's why you're not feeling it because, okay, look at the teams there. Minnesota – yeah, Minnesota has played some teams.
Yeah.
And they own tiebreakers right now.
So just tell me, what are you more invested in? What are you more nervous about? Tigers or Lions? And you can sell me this pen. Because I'm telling you openly, I'm focused on the Lions. I'm stressed out about the Lions. I don't have a care in the world about the Tigers. It's a bonus. It is unthinkable. I mean, it's almost like hitting the lottery and then stressing about the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, you hit the lottery.
You got enough to pay the taxes.
Right. Like, they're going to play tomorrow, and they absolutely have a shot against the Astros. There's no qualms about it. I mean, of course, does it concern me the Astros are going to put two lefties out there in a playoff series and try to compromise Kerry Carpenter, mm-hmm. Parker Meadows, and Riley Green? Of course. But, hey, newsflash, Yordan Alvarez isn't totally healthy. He's doing batting practice. He, quote, might be able to help out this series. It's one of the best hitters in the game who's not healthy. So, look, for me, it's all about the Lions. If I'm off base, let's find out to start. If people want to do Tigers radio today, we can. But I was very surprised at the people and the approach of our station being almost a 50-50 split when I look at it as, man, to hell with that. It's Monday Night Football.
I think a lot of this, Mike, is because it – you have a lot. The Lions have never been in this situation before. You believe, not you, but people believe, oh, this team's going to win, and week four isn't that big of a deal. And I'm going to tell you.
It is.
It is. Because it's games. It's these types of games. Once again, all you got to do is go back to last year.
Hey, guys.
Losing to Seattle last year may be a reason why you didn't play the championship game at Ford Field.
Also, newsflash, you will be 0-2 against playoff teams. And you've already given a game away against the Bucks. Do you want to feel like you gave away another home game? You only get 8 of these games, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you want to be 0-2? Against playoff teams? Look, beating the Rams doesn't mean anything. Rams are terrible. Beating the Cardinals, clearly, after a rookie quarterback went down and sliced and diced them.
Ooh.
Here's the reality. You'd be 0-2 against quality teams. You'd be 2-2 on the season. And 2 games back at the Vikes, 3 games back at the Seahawks. That's my focus versus Danny Glover and the Angels in the outfield Tigers, where tomorrow is a bonus, man. It's a bonus. I don't care if you're Clark Griswold and it turns into the Jelly of the Month Club. It's, I don't know, better than nothing. I'm excited about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous about today. And I guess that was the tenor we wanted to start the show with. Now, programming note, 5 o'clock. Smarmajan Cheese will join us, or I guess we will join him. Lions pregame will start. I've already done one podcast with Jim. His attitude's terrible today. That should be exciting.
Oh, really?
He is in an unbelievably peacocky, smarmy mood. Maybe it was his 3:30 a.m. wake-up call. Hopefully he got his little nap in, and he'll be more amenable to good times tonight.
Yeah, he was very complimentary towards me this morning. I was like, okay. He's like, way to go. Way to pick all those picks and the prop bets.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't get that. That wasn't on the menu for me today when we did Catch the Ticket. That's okay. 248-539-9797. Let me hear it. What are you more invested in? What are you more nervous about? Tigers, Lions. And you tell me, hey, you carried a show where you guys want to carry it. Rico, could I do a dramatic reading of your read? This is some electric copy here.
Go for it.
From our very first breath. All right. I feel like John Facenda should be doing this live.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right. I want to get to the people. We can't do the ticket text right now because David is communicating down the line. So here's what I'd like to do. I've asked the question. Rico and I are focused on Monday Night Football. Today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow. I mean, I don't have any pressure with the Tigers. I feel a ton of pressure with the Lions. I've given you the reasons why. I want to know if that's where you are. And if you disagree and you're more amped about the Tigers, I'm not mad. It was just interesting hearing the better part of 8 hours of radio where people aren't ignoring the Lions, but it's like, how long are we going to sit here clutching our sack about the Tigers when the game is tonight? Like, we've done the euphoria radio. We did it all last week. Mm-hmm. Go play the damn game and let's see what we got. I mean, tonight, this is, to me, you should be nervous. Based on how the NFL's been early in the year, based on the fact you've already dropped a home game to a playoff team, and based on the fact the Minnesota Vikings look like they are absolutely legit. Oh, and you'd be three games behind the Seahawks if you lose tonight. Tiebreaker plus two. So let's get to the people. I want to see where you're at. And if you are not into it and you're like, no, Tigers are playoff. Hey, man, I'm not mad at you. I just don't understand it. Let's go to Brandon. Lead things off on a Monday Night Football Monday. What do you got, Brando?
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing?
Good, hey, Brandon. What's up?
So the Lions, I did not know this against the Seahawks. We are 1-9 in the last 10 matchups against them. I don't know what Seattle knows what the Lions do, but I think that is the most concerning thing. And, Mike, I agree with you 100%. This is a huge thing. Minnesota's defense looks like the number one defense in the league. And I think, you know, the Tigers are just the pleasure that we get on the side. But the main appetizer is this Monday Night Football game tonight.
Exactly. I mean, Brandon, that's where I'm at. But it's just been interesting because maybe people weren't really paying attention until the last couple of days with the Tigers. Or look, football takes up all the oxygen in the room. I mean, the reality is if you go around to your friends and you ask them their favorite sport, I'd imagine three out of every four are going to say football, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, like I can attest to that because you had people at the ballpark. I heard that story. I don't know if it was on the ticket, but people were bringing cash to the game still and didn't even realize that it's been cashless for the last 5 years.
Right.
So,
They had their first sellout weekend of the season on the last weekend of the season. You know, the Lions are the much ballyhooed champion. Now, again, I'm not saying the Tigers. I'm done doubting it. I stopped doubting this team 3 weeks ago. They might just win the whole damn thing with Tom Berenger as their catcher. Fine. The Tigers are the expected. Uh-huh. Or excuse me, the Lions are the expected. The Tigers are the hope. So, therefore, yeah, tonight, Rico, I absolutely could see Seattle winning.
Yeah. And because I don't think people realize it's the call. Seattle's won the last six in a row. They've come to Detroit and just keep winning, whether it's overtime or regulation. They just make the plays. Geno Smith has been a problem.
There it is. I blame you. Because you love Geno Smith. You love him.
No, I just think that you called him trash too soon. And I'm like, no. He's going to – it's just like that. What do you call Darnold, the redheaded stepchild or whatever?
Oh, soulless ginger?
Yeah. I look at this, and this is a Seattle team that could be undefeated at the quarter turn. They would have the tiebreaker over you, and they're a team that you're probably going to see again. I think but a lot of Lions fans just kind of are feeling themselves off of last year and are just saying, oh, you know what, we're going to make it at least back to the NFC title game. I'm not really concerned or caring about the regular season right now. We'll pick that up later, and I'm going to tell you, biggest mistake that you can do is something like that because these games count. These are the games that when you're wondering, why are we playing in cold weather city in the playoffs? Well, revert back to losing to Tampa, and if you lose tonight, losing to Seattle.
How about this? Do you want to be 2-2 And out of the bye, three of your next four are on the road against playoff teams. You will be at Dallas, at Minnesota, and at Green Bay. Yeah, you know what? You best win, unless you think you're sweeping the board, because the reality is home field advantage is going to take 12 or 13 wins. You don't want to be using up your free squares, so to speak, before the calendar hits October. So I'm nervous about tonight. And again, it's based on the league. Look around. Go to Ben, 97.1. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. I'm more focused on the Detroit Lions because their offense has looked consistently flat in the second half of each game this season.
Yeah.
Continuing a concerning trend from last year under Ben Johnson. And on top of that, the injuries to Marcus Davenport, Derek Barnes, and Melifonwu have raised concerns that I don't think have been elevated yet on the defense.
How about Brian Branch not playing tonight?
Exactly. Like, is that illness actually an illness, or is it a lingering concussion-like symptoms? But regardless, on the Tigers, they needed an epic collapse from the Minnesota Twins to reach the postseason. They're young, scrappy, with no major expectations. I also have an intriguing question I want to ask both of you. For an in-game manager, would you rather have A.J. Hinch at the helm or Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson to make in-game adjustments?
I'll hang A.J. Hinch.
Yeah.
You don't need to hang up. I can just answer while you're here. A.J. Hinch. A.J. Hinch should be manager of the year in baseball. It's not even a question. He was handed nothing.
Yeah.
And he has spun a gem. I'd go A.J.
I would go A.J. as well, only because Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell in the third quarter have yet to really show me they can make the adjustments. They've come out and they're flat to start off the second half of games and, you know, struggling to barely crack 20 points, whereas A.J., yeah, he's finding ways of getting it done.
Rico, they're flat like the listeners. They're flat. Listen, we have a couple of calls, and that's fine. I'm telling you, I feel like I have misjudged the audience. There's almost a sense of entitlement with the Lions.
That's the word, Mike. That's the word I've been trying to realize what it was. It is. You are America's darling. Everybody's told you how pretty you are. It's only week four. What does it matter if we lose or win? It's week four. We're winning the Super Bowl anyway.
Because I would have already looked at two home losses, three of your next four on the road against playoff teams. And by the way, the only two decent teams you've played, you've lost to. Mm-hmm. That's how I would view it. The Tigers, I can't put pressure on this crew. What they have done, this is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What they have done has been cosmic. There's no pressure on them. Go play.
But maybe it's just in Dan Campbell and Jared Goff we trust. And
really, half the town doesn't like Goff.
Oh, please, man, they chant his name.
Well, then why do we continue to get the calls knocking the guy?
I think that's just the minority of saying they want the mobile. That's the mobile QB crowd, Mike. That's
mobile
forever
Goff
say,
season.
Yeah.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get with more of the people. I know we can get to the ticket text. But, guys, look, if you want to rap about the Tigers, I'll do it. And if you think I'm misguided, that my focus is on Monday Night Football tonight, that I'm nervous about this game tonight, that I do file it as a must win, not in this issue of, oh, if you lose, the season's over, but it's like I play percentages. It's why I was a skeptic at the start of the Tigers playoff run. When you have a 0.2% chance at something in life, don't ask me to be optimistic about it. Well, the same thing here is, if you're multiple games behind after the first four games, or three games behind the team you're facing tonight for home field advantage, with three of your next four on the road, you're damn right I qualify that as a must win. If you want to deliver on the expectations that have been placed upon you. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people next. All right. Let's get to the people. I know we got to check in on ticket text. I have asked a question to just start the day. It doesn't mean I'm right. I feel confused as a radio host because I've listened to the station all day today. The amount of euphoria Tigers radio, and it's like, guys, you do realize you're staring Michael Myers right in the face, right? Like, Mike Myers is underneath your bed tonight, and it's actually Geno Smith. And your Detroit Football Lions are a couple plays away tonight from being 2-2, being multiple games behind for home field advantage, having lost two home games already, and three of your next four are on the road against playoff teams. Check, and yet, check, all, and, check. And yet all people want to do is act like Chris Farley on Saturday night. Oh, you remember that Tigers run? Man, that was great.
That was awesome.
And it's like we've done that for a week. We know it's awesome. I'm amped to watch a baseball game tomorrow afternoon where we have the best pitcher in baseball on the mound. Mm-hmm. But that ain't got bleep to do with today. I'm nervous as hell about this game tonight. And for people who'd be like, oh, it's going to be a walkover, then why are you 3.5-point favorites? Going to be a walkover, just like Jets Broncos, right?
Yeah. And why haven't you been able to beat Seattle here at Ford Field? Wasn't like the games were in Seattle. They were here. Early in the season, both times, a lot of overconfident, and each time you walked away with a nail.
Here's a question. Has anyone been happy with the Lions' offense through the first month of the season? Anyone? Just raise your hand out there in listener land. Oh, wait, you can't. So my whole point is, you know what? Maybe tonight it is Baltimore-Buffalo. But that required the Ravens playing the best game they've played in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Because you're right. For all the offensive weapons that you have, you're struggling to score points, especially in the second half. It's just third quarter, nothing. So, yeah, you got, you know, Amon-Ra and J-Mo and the running back tandem. And you got Laporta. He looked like he's – like you're the best offensive line in the NFL, but you're struggling to score the points. I would be a little concerned coming in with the Seattle game. I don't know what it is about Seattle. They have your number. I don't know why.
You know why. You damn well know why. You prayed for Geno.
I did not
look
pray
for Geno.
Look
what's happening. David, give me some ticket text. Let's see where people are at.
Third time is a charm. Remember that? Lions are 30. They're going to win 30-23. Go Lions. That is Marlon from Walt Lake. Someone else says the Lions need to win tonight even more so. The offense needs to play well, or it will be a bye week of panic about whether or not the offense can figure it out. Dave in Detroit.
Now, see, David, I agree with that one. Think about this. You'd have to sit on this loss for 2 weeks, staring down the barrel of a gun of three road trips in 4 weeks against playoff teams.
Lions, I think it's a must win tonight. Gotta have home field advantage. The Lions are my focus. I am terrified of tonight. Ever since Mike talked smack about Geno a few years ago, they've had the Lions' number, the curse of Mike Vellini, Ryan in Berkeley.
It ain't the curse. Blame the dude who's got the pipeline to JC. He prayed on this man. He put his hands on his forehead. He prayed on Geno.
I did.
This child is a blessing to the both of us, and the guy turned into a good football player.
I did not.
For me, it's all about the Tigers. First time in a long time. I'm not even excited for Monday Night Football. Playoff baseball is the best.
Holy hell. Not even excited for Monday Night Football.
Mm.
Okay.
Another one says,
I don't live on that planet, but all right.
That's crazy. Another one says, all Tigers on my mind. Don't even care about tonight's game.
Wow. So hold on. A statement like that makes me question if you're a football fan.
It's insane. I agree.
You know what I mean, David? Like,
yeah.
To say I'm not excited at all? But then again, you know, David, maybe people have just been seduced. I mean, think about it. You know, one pickup line worked, and now they think they're Hugh Hefner. That's what last year was for the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
One good year in your lifetime, and now all of a sudden you're walking around the house in a smoking jacket thinking you're picking up dimes.
You feel entitled.
Exactly. You walk around like Rico the dentist.
Not fair. That's a married woman. We're going to move past that.
Man, you hate seeing the Mets lose. You just hate to see it. David, who has held the longest? I want to make sure I do this correctly.
John.
Oh, and then John is up next. 97.1. What's up, Johnny?
Yo, how's it going, fellas?
Good, hey. John. What's going on?
Not too much. I went to the Tigers game on Friday. It was awesome. Great time. Definitely felt like a playoff game. But to be honest, it's Monday Night Football. And the two wins that the Lions have so far, they haven't been all that convincing to me. I mean, you have a two-headed monster at running back between Montgomery and Gibbs, or Monty and Gibby, as I like to call them now. Use that to your advantage. And then when you have to throw the ball, then throw the ball. Because you got great receivers to use that as your second option. For the Tigers tomorrow, I'm going to treat that like any other playoff baseball game. I'm going to yell at every single bad pitch. I'm going to yell at every single bad swing. But when the game ends, I'm going to take a deep breath and say, couldn't be more proud that these guys are in the position that they're in right now. But to be honest, no, the Lions got to take care of business tonight.
Yeah. And I guess that's the difference, too, is, John, I still have Super Bowl aspirations for the Lions. And it's not disrespect. I don't expect the Tigers to win the World Series.
I don't.
I mean, that doesn't mean I don't respect them or I don't think they can win this series. But, like, the winning the Super Bowl, think about this.
Your window is now.
Exactly.
Now, right. Yep.
It feels like the Tigers, the best is yet to come. And again, development's not linear. Maybe they take a step back. I don't know. It's just in the here and now.
Because think about this. If the Tigers get swept 2-0, okay. If the Lions lose in wildcard weekend,
disaster. Devastation. Absolute disaster.
Yeah.
If the Lions don't win the North, disaster. If the Lions don't have a home playoff game, disaster.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's the price of expectations, man. Look, Kenny's a Georgia fan. It's easy for me as an outsider to look at Saturday night and go, you know what? No big deal. They were in Tuscaloosa at night. If that game's at Sanford Stadium, maybe it goes different. Oh, well, they look terrible in the first half, and Kirby can't beat Bama. Oh, hold on, timeout. They made a comeback. It was an epic theater fourth quarter. I had this conversation with Cookies. Oh, Cookies is now writing Georgia off. Oh, my God, how many losses is Georgia going to have now? Oh, they play Ole Miss, and they play this. I'm like, you mean Ole Miss who lost to Kentucky? By the way, shout out Rico Beard. He told me Lane was going to go Lane. He did. Shout out Rico Beard. The point I'm making is I'm an outsider. So I can look at it rationally, but the cost of being Georgia is you can't lose a game. People then want to question everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look, Georgia might lose one more game. They're still going to be in the playoff, and what they do in the playoff will define them. The Tigers, you're not Georgia, all right? You're Liberty. You're a miracle team. Mm-hmm. You're UNLV. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean you can't get it done, but I'll be damned if I'm going to sit there and shred them. No, the Lions are the ones you shred.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not poking the bear, Kenny. I'm being respectful. I was rooting for you.
I was worried about his mental health at halftime. I was like,
I didn't bother. I left him alone.
Oh, I saw that score and was like, Jalen Milroe may win the Heisman tonight.
Well, that was I know it's not a topic for what we're doing, but yeah, I'm with you. It's like, guys, Edge said it.
Right. It's real.
Were you
simple.
Unaware that Jalen Milroe would press the edge and try to take it? Like, hello? It was a little bizarre to me.
Just contain him. Make him beat you with his arm. Guys, okay, it's not that hard.
All right. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in the mix. Jim Costa joins. Well, we join Jim Costa at 5, apparently, in this weird mutant pregame show that we're doing. So we'll do that, too. All right, let's touch the table with some football. I'm hoping it's college from a crazy weekend, but I'm kept in the dark on such matters. I'm not in the inner sanctum of Blitz board members. Let's hit some music and see what the hell we got here. Oh, this is new.
Yeah.
Now, is this another one of your ways to keep receipts like the petty little person you are?
Oh, no, Mike. This is how we just kind of look back at the games we saw.
All right.
On Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and say, you know what? Is it too early? Can we say that? For example, David, let's go ahead and escort Kenny out of there. Hey, can we say that Bama is now the new team to beat in college football?
You want me to answer this or David first?
David, you can go first.
I'm not ready to say that they are the team to beat. They just happened to beat Georgia, and they look really good doing it. But there's a lot of football left. So today, right now, I'm not going to say they're the team to beat.
I agree with David. It must be nice to have the game handed to you at home at night. And realistically, I have just too much respect for what Georgia's built. Now, if Georgia drops that game at Texas in a couple of weeks, or they go down to Oxford and lose to Ole Miss, we can have a different conversation. But, man, I'm not taking their crown after one game.
Okay. Kenny, you want to chime in?
Am I allowed to speak now? Or
you're allowed
no?
to speak. Go ahead. I didn't want to rub salt in the wound.
No, it's quite all right, Rico. No, what Bobo was doing in the first half of that game, I have no idea. Carson Beck, I have no idea what he was smoking. But, yeah, I think I'm with Mike that they kind of especially in that first half. They handed that game away, so I'm not ready to crown Alabama quite yet.
Can we say that before the season is over, Texas will have a quarterback controversy?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So it's no matter what Manning does, no. It's still going to be Quinn Ewers' job?
It's Quinn Ewers' gig. Now, if you mean to tell me Ewers comes back, turns into a pumpkin, and is bad for a whole month, it's a different conversation. But I don't imagine that happening. I will say no. Arch has been cute. It's been, you know, fun. Newsflash, Mississippi State ain't on that schedule again.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, Mike, you're right. Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State aren't really the opponents that I want him to dominate against and say, yes, there's a controversy. That's just not it. He does it against Oklahoma if he happens to start in that game, or looks good against Georgia if he's still starting, then yes, but no way, not now.
Yeah, everything that David just said, the level of competition that you're facing there's nothing you can really learn from that. So I'm with you guys.
Can we say that Indiana football will be a problem?
Yes. That's my Mike, nuanced answer. You called this one.
Hey, congratulations, Michael Vellini. You called this before the season started.
My boy Cignetti is a psycho. I love him. No, they're a problem. He brought 12, 13 guys from James Madison. He brought a staff that was a winning culture. They hit the portal. They got it right with the quarterback. Only nerds will know who Curtis Rourke is, the Maple Leaf missile from Ohio. Rico, and here's the deal. There's a vibe. And I think the players love the fact they know that their coach is a nutbag who's going to look to run it up on people. So I think they're very real. They're going to beat somebody of consequence.
I'm not ready. I'm just not ready, man. I'm sorry. The history of Indiana football, I know what they look like. They look really good offensively. But let me see them, David, against a one-loss Nebraska team in a few weeks.
David, you can't base this. And see, that's the problem that I have with the AP voters. If Indiana had winged helmets and wore amazing blue colors, they'd be the number two team in the country.
You're exactly right. You're right.
All right. If Indiana played Michigan today, I would pick Indiana.
So would I.
So, okay, well, then why is Michigan number 10?
They shouldn't be number 10. That's a joke.
Exactly, because the top 25, I tried to tell Cookies this on the podcast, the top 25 is for nerds and losers. These idiot media don't even watch the damn games.
Can we say that Michigan will keep winning despite Orgy not throwing 400 yards?
No. You have to define – hold on, David. You have to define level of winning. Yes, they will win more than they lose. But what are we talking about?
Outside of Oregon and Ohio State, they will keep winning.
No. They will incur at least one other loss, and it might be this week.
The Huskies. David?
You are speaking my heart, Mike, because I am worried about this week, and I should not be worried about this game coming up, but they look like trash against Minnesota. So, yes.
David, I am blessed and highly favored. I don't know what to say.
They may on paper, they may actually win 8 games, but they look like a 6-win team. I don't know what it is.
Well, at least you got the refs in your pocket.
Oh, man. Offsides. Maybe not.
Yeah, and I don't give me that Kremlin illegal touching stuff. It wasn't. But hey, must be nice.
Yeah. Hey guys, can we say that running back from Boise State, Ashton Jeanty, should be in New York City for the Heisman ceremony?
Yes. Yes. Period. End of story. Unless he's unseated by a defensive end who had half the season of another D-end who didn't get invited to New York, like Aiden and Will Anderson.
Flag, man.
It's not a flag. What Ashton Jeanty's doing, did you see the touchdown runs against Wazoo?
I did.
That was better than anything K-9 did. Ashton Jeanty went glowing nuclear Super Mario Brothers, like when he would eat the magic mushroom or whatever. Dude, he was crushing people. It was like Earl Campbell, and then he's turning on the Jets to take it the distance. He did that 3 separate times Saturday night. He's phenomenal. He's absolutely one of the 3 best players in America.
David?
Yeah, there's nothing to say. He said it all. He's right. Yeah.
And you know I'm right about that K-9 thing. Carry on.
Ohio State freshman wide receiver Jeremiah Smith will be a problem for the Big Ten for the next 3 seasons.
Yeah, Yes, just like Ryan Williams. These are the types of players that I wish you could get a special dispensation after 2 years in college, you get to go pro. Mm-hmm. Just leave out the third year. I mean, these two look like they could play on Sundays. Not quite physically yet. Need a little bit more maturation, but from the skill set, mm-hmm. the routes, the hands, the tracking of the football, the speed, I don't need to see that kid no more.
Yeah, get your lawyers in order. They should be fighting right now to be put in the draft this coming draft.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the stands saying, wait, what happened? Why is he celebrating? Oh, wait, he caught that pass one-handed. All right, one NFL, can we say that for you guys? After 4 weeks, can we say the Commanders will win the NFC East?
Oh, this kills me. This was my upset special preseason. I can't say it yet. I want to. I want to say it with my chest, but I can't yet.
Come on, Dolly Parton.
No, not yet. They're a hell of a lot of fun, but it's a lot different winning games in November and December for a rookie quarterback than it is right now. I'll say no. I'll be pragmatic.
I'm going to say yes. The way I see Jaden Daniels playing right now, I think he can continue that play. Yes, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could work.
I mean, the fact that what they punted for the first time, what, all season in this game?
Yeah.
That was the big head scratcher right there.
Yep. No question.
All right. Dave, we got time for one more?
Yeah, hell yeah, we do.
Okay. Mike, this one's for you.
All right, let me hear it.
College or pro?
College.
College. Can we say Peyton Thorne is in over his head at Auburn?
He can go to hell. He cost America with that damn thing on Saturday. Are you kidding me? Who was he throwing that to? I see dead people. He didn't throw it to anybody. You're up 21-16 with 3 minutes to go. What the hell are you doing throwing it in the middle of six Sooners? To hell with Peyton Thorne. Not that I'm bitter.
Yeah.
To hell with him.
No, I honestly think maybe the SEC was not the move for him. But enjoy that.
Now, what's the pro one? Go ahead.
All right, I got a pro one for you, Mike.
Go ahead.
Are the Ravens – can we say that the Ravens are the new AFC favorite?
Yes. It pains me to say it, but yes.
All right.
That game last night, that's as impressive a regular season performance as you're going to see. They didn't just beat the Bills. They destroyed them. And from jump. By the way, David, scientifically speaking, how the hell does something that big move that fast?
I have no
Regards,
clue.
Derrick Henry.
I have what no the? Clue.
That looked fake. It looked fake.
He's a robot out there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like some Einstein mass versus force and in acceleration. You don't want to mess with
He got moving, and I'm going, even if somebody catches him.
Well, you noticed they weren't trying. They just wanted to keep pace with him so it looks good in film study.
Yeah, exactly.
Coach, I was chasing him.
Exactly.
Why didn't tackle him? I wasn't trying to die.
Business decision.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That is your weekly version of Can We Say That? 97.1.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.